Stateside, 8 people have officially announced their candidacy for U.S. president in 2016. 4 senators, 1 former secretary of state and senator, 1 retired doctor, 1 former business executive. Now a former governor has joined them. Mike Huckabee served in the state of Arkansas. He announced yesterday that he'll be seeking the nomination for the Republican Party. Roll call. Let's see who's watching this Wednesday. If you find yourself in Boca Raton, Florida, watch out for sharks. Spanish River High School is here today. Dayton's a city in southeastern Washington state, and it's where the Bulldogs are hunkered down. Hello to Dayton High School. And one state south in the Beaver State, Medford Opportunity High School is online in Medford. It's in southwestern Oregon. The United Nations just wrapped up an event focused on gender equality. A number of international universities are committing themselves to it, as are some world and business leaders. Gender equality is the concept that men and women have exactly the same opportunities and rights in society, and that they aren't discriminated against based on gender. This can include what people are allowed to do, where they work, what they're paid. These all factor into gender equality.
Women in the United States have it better than many in the world. They aren't forced into marriage at a young age. They can leave the house without their husband's permission. They can pursue an education, serve on a jury, and vote. But there are ways the U.S. lags behind other nations. For starters, roughly 84% of countries, including Afghanistan, guarantee gender equality in their constitutions. The U.S. Constitution does not. Then there's paid maternity leave. Studies show it's good for families and for businesses, which is why many countries insist on it. In France, for example, women are guaranteed at least 16 weeks paid maternity leave, 26 weeks if it's their third child. New moms in Estonia get 2 full years of paid leave. Only 4 countries in the world do not guarantee any form of paid maternity leave. The United States is one of them.